Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
7:46, 14 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about insurance this hour. Louisiana State Senator Royce Duplessis joins us now. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, Tommy.
I just got off the phone with Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. We talked about some of the things you and I are going to discuss, but let me raise the drone up, Senator, if I can, and get way above everything and look at the big picture here. I'm getting texts from people saying Tim Temple is big insurance, that he's going to work for the insurance companies when he retires. And look, that's all just text. That's all people's opinions and just what they're saying and all that stuff. But to the bigger picture, what we're doing now isn't working. If you say let the government take it over, well, look at flood insurance. How's that working out for you? I don't know if we have a choice other than to because you can't force insurance companies to write policies. Flogging the companies and punishing them, that's not going to help anything. I want him to succeed because I'm getting screwed on insurance prices as much as anybody else. Give me your thoughts at the 1,000-foot level on all of this, about fixing all of this.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, you're right. We cannot force insurance companies to do business here. And insurance companies are not, they're not charitable organizations. Mm-hmm. They're going to work for a profit. So we have to start there. But we also know the facts, and the facts are that this notion of just let the free market do what it will, we know that that hasn't led to results for consumers either. So there has to be a middle ground. There has to be a middle ground where we understand we're in a free market, but that free market needs some direction. That free market needs some guidance, and that free market needs to be focused on the people, the policyholders. So I'm not suggesting that it's easy, but just this idea to just let companies do whatever they want to do, there's no evidence, there's no history, there's no proof to show that it's going to lead to lower rates for policyholders.
Because if you're going to do that, why have it?
That's what I'm trying to work with this commissioner to do.
If you're going to do that, why have a commissioner, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. If we just let the free market do what it's going to do, then you hit the nail on the head. What's the point of having a commissioner? What's the point of having a legislature? What's the point of having a government or a Department of Insurance? So we have to make sure that the policies that we're passing and that we're putting forth, we can't be afraid to talk about mandates. We can't be afraid to talk about regulations, because without these mandates or regulations, we won't have people here to live. People are going to put their homes in the market because they can't afford insurance. So we understand insurance companies need to make a reasonable profit, and we're not trying to stand in the way of that. But our first and foremost priority should be ensuring that these rates come down and that people can actually afford the insurance that they need.
And I was asking the commissioner about educating the public with actuarial tables and so forth, because I don't know that a lot of people understand the way all of that works. However, with all that being said, it seems like the big major part of all of this, over which nobody has any control, is an active hurricane season. And no matter what the legislature tries to do, no matter what insurance companies do, no matter what the commissioner tries to do, if we get hammered by another severe hurricane season, all bets are off. Is that accurate or not? And conversely, if we have a quiet hurricane season, then things can improve.
Well, I won't say that all bets are off, but it would be devastating. And what we have to recognize is that when this particular legislative session, there's been much said about what other states are doing, that Louisiana is an outlier as it relates to certain policies. Let's take the 3-year rule, mm-hmm. or other things related to insurance regulation. But what needs to be said more is that we're an outlier as it relates to the number of storms that we face every year, every so many years. We're an outlier in terms of our aging infrastructure and our the fact that we are in such a threatened zone, and that we have an aging home population, and all of these things that are going on that make living on the coast makes us vulnerable. So we have to prioritize that, and make sure we can have rules and regulations that deal with the uniqueness of where we're situated. But yeah, I mean, if there's another storm, that could set us back. But what we do know, and that's why I brought Senate Bill 484, is that one of the most assured ways we can deal with this crisis is to try to strengthen homes, to strengthen rooftops, to make sure that when these storms do happen, that we mitigate risk, not just for the homeowner, which is, should be the number one priority, but also for the insurance company. It limits the risk for everybody.
And if it's going to do that, it should result in a lower premium. And when we take a break, we'll pick it up right there when we come back, because your bill is designed to mandate a discount if people fortify their roofs, correct?
That's correct.
I will pick it up when we come back with Senator Royce DePlessis, 751 Traffic Now, WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
7:56, 4 till 8, quickly back to Senator Royce DePlessis talking about homeowners insurance in Louisiana and fortified roof discounts and what it is that his bill would do. Talk about that, Senator, if you would, please.
Sure. Well, we started off our fortified roof program. We modeled it after what is touted as the most successful program after Alabama. When we first stood this up a few years ago, we didn't fund it. Last year, we funded it up to $30 million. We tried to get that money out to people throughout this state. We still have some issues to work through there to make sure that the people who need it the most actually get it. And when I say need it the most, I mean the people who live closest to the storms and the people who, by and large, could use the financial support. So we're still working to try to keep the program funded. But what the program doesn't have right now is a true benchmark or requirement for a discount on the premium that you would get if you actually install a fortified roof on your home or you have your home upgraded to fortified standards. So what we've been trying to do right now is work with the commissioner. And the commissioner does support the program, and he supports the concept. He's a free market guy. He doesn't support mandates. But in Alabama, they have a mandate. Right now, all we have in Louisiana is what's called an actuarially justified standard, where the insurance company has their actuarials come up with a number to say what the discount should be or shouldn't be. Now, I don't think it's fair, and I don't think anybody would think it's fair, that if you get a $10,000 or $15,000 upgrade on your roof, you only see a 5% discount on your premium, or you get a $1,000 discount on your premium, when we know these discounts should be in the range of 20% or more. And that's around where things are in Alabama. So what we're trying to do right now in my bill is to put more teeth in the program so that residents, homeowners, and people who go through the process of getting a fortified roof, that there is some level of assurance that they're going to see the discount that they should see.
And it's kind of disingenuous to say free market, because it's taxpayer money that's going for these grants to fortify these roofs to begin
exactly.
with, right?
Exactly. And that's the other part, Tommy. I'm so glad you mentioned that. You're not required to use the fortified roof program. You can pay out of pocket and upgrade your home. But if you get a $10,000 grant from state taxpayer money, there should absolutely be a guarantee benchmark minimum. We shouldn't leave it up to the company to say you're only going to get a 5% discount or a 10% discount. If we're spending state dollars to upgrade people's roofs, then there should be a minimum standard without question. I firmly believe that.
So do you think this bill passes or not?
So we moved it out of committee on yesterday. We made some significant amendments. We opened it up so that the Department of Insurance can work with nonprofit agencies to help get the word out, to help get it to people who need it the most, and help administer the program. We also made some other tweaks. Right now, what we're doing is we're working with the department to come up with language that would give the commissioner the ability to do his own actuarial justification that we could contrast and put up against the insurance company's actuarial justification. That's the way that they do it in Alabama. I think we're going to get there.
Thank you, Royce. Appreciate your time.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.